This area of Cleveland, near the Cuyahoga River, is where John D. Rockefeller first set up his Standard Oil empire. The Cuyahoga is infamous for being the river that caught fire in 1969, and it became a symbol of the nation's pollution problems. Cleveland businesses and industries still live with that legacy, but through a new effort called the Cuyahoga Valley Initiative, they're trying to overcome it, although on the surface, it doesn't look like there's much happening. Today, smokestacks from steel plants still tower above head. Below, like a jumble of twisted licorice sticks, railroad tracks run through the meadows alongside the Cuyahoga. Silos and old brick buildings line the banks of the river. For Paul Alcinas, it's an amazing place, not so much for what it has now, but for what it can become. Alcinas is the director of planning for Cuyahoga County, the lead organizer of the Cuyahoga Valley Initiative. The idea of the initiative is not to abandon industry, he says, but to incorporate environmental and social principles into industry, which could attract new businesses. One of the more progressive aspects of the initiative is something called industrial symbiosis. Alcina says industrial symbiosis works like natural ecology.
An ecology of industry where nutrients flow from one form of life to another and make it tremendously efficient, and so therefore we have a competitive advantage. The Cuyahoga Valley Initiative is not just about sustainability. It's also whole systems thinking. It's also competitive strategy.
Here's how it works. Waste from one company, a chemical byproduct perhaps, is used by a neighboring company to create its product, and that company's product is then sold to another company within the valley, and so on. Alcina says it's already started. Some companies located in the Cuyahoga Valley have been sniffing out opportunities for sharing resources before anyone heard of the Cuyahoga Valley Initiative. Joe Turgeon, CEO and co-owner of Zaklon, a chemical manufacturer in the valley, says the initiative sped things up.
We pull all the members together and just say, okay, this is what I've got, this is what you've got, here's some of the materials I need, here's some of the assets I have, and an asset can be anything from a truck scale to rail siding to byproduct energy to chemicals.
Zaklon and its neighbor, General Environmental Management, have already begun their symbiotic relationship. GEM now buys a Zaklon byproduct, sulfuric acid. And in turn, Zaklon purchases a GEM byproduct. GEM President Eric Loftquist says the benefits go beyond simply saving his company money.
You know, we do business all over the country, but when you look around you, you see that for every dollar you keep in this county, that generates taxes, generates jobs, and the benefit just keeps rolling down. So you always want to look within.
Loftquist says the Cuyahoga Valley Initiative encourages that effort. He says it's remarkable that it's all coming together at the right time and with the right stakeholders. It brings businesses, together with government and area nonprofits, including some environmental groups, in a way not thought possible by industry and environmentalists in the past. Catherine Greener is with the Rocky Mountain Institute, a nonprofit think tank that studied the Cuyahoga Valley and is helping to get the initiative off the ground. She says this area of the river, known as the regenerative zone, could put Cleveland on the world's radar as a new business model.
Cleveland has been known for being one of the seats of the Industrial Revolution. And what we're seeing is a new industrial model that can emerge. How can you create manufacturing jobs, industry jobs, without jeopardizing the health and welfare of all the people involved, and also, to overuse a word, to green the area around it?
Greener says industrial symbiosis is a workable, practical solution because it makes business sense, not just environmental sense.
Sometimes I think about it as finding money in your pocket after you've washed your pants. It's always a bonus, and you've always had it. And the resources that you have here, you're just reinvesting in them and finding them and looking at them differently.
The participants agree that industrial symbiosis won't solve all the waste problems, but it's one part of a movement that's making industrial cities rethink their relationship with business and the environment. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Shula Newman.